This is Monday Night Live.
Yeah. puppet on your face. Let's play tonight and see what tomorrow brings. Whips and chains that are hanging on your wall between us, baby, when we must have dried them off. You're my mistress, I'm your tortured slave. So did lessons, did you mean to misbehave as you're fulfilling all my needs? Chiseled nails digging in until I bleed. Don't make me wait, guess I know the lay. You got me hanging on to every word you say. You got me hanging like a puppet on your string. Let's play tonight and see what tomorrow brings. Your imagination booted me with all your tricks. Sexy lady, show me the way, be my dominatrix. Be my dominatrix.
Thank you. called Real. We'll be right back.
trail. It's the only thing that's real.
Inside out, back to the beginning. Met originally because you were in the same circuit together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What made you originally start to want to get up there and cut your teeth?
Oh God, I was a choir boy when I was a kid, so I've been singing since I was little. I played Oliver in school productions, and I kind of on and off through the years was doing karaoke and stuff. But the real truth is, a relationship of mine ended. I bought a cheap 45 quid guitar off eBay, taught myself how to play. And it just went from there. A few mates went, go on, stick some videos on YouTube, go on, play at the local pub, and 6 years later, here I am.
Yeah. Were you always playing your own songs, or did you start with covers?
I did start with some covers, and I did write some of my own stuff, but it's... Yeah, it's never going to see the light of day.
So who mostly writes the songs, then?
I'd say the music, all five of us mainly write the music. The lyrics is mainly Martin. He does maybe 90-95% of them. And then if he gets stuck on a verse or, you know, the end of a line that he needs help with, we'll just sort of bounce some ideas off each other.
We'll write a song and just go away, Martin, go back.
Yeah, he'll come back like the week after with some awesome words and somehow a vocal melody that sounds amazing that I could never have thought of and makes the track, so. Don't leave us, Mike.
Perfect example when we were recording, when we were doing Falling Into You, we needed a middle bit, that really high bit he sings in it, and we all sat in the studio, he sat on like the on microphone trying to work out, and then we couldn't figure out, and he just belted out all of us, and we're all looking at each other. That was amazing, do it again, don't change it.
We were sat in the studio trying to work out ways we could maybe do it a bit lower, just so we could, you know, get something in there, and Mike just went in and nailed it, and we were like, never mind, we'll just keep that. I think he did like two takes of that song and it was done.
Yeah. Experts have actually said it's too high for human vocal cords.
Where do experts know?
Yes.
I'm borrowing off a dog for the day, what am I saying?
So what is the most rewarding thing about playing your own music? And then what's the most difficult thing about playing your own music?
Rewarding for me is just getting the great feedback of people. Just saying, that was good. I come up with that stuff. It's like, oh no, we just do. It's just nice. Just nice to hear that people like our stuff. That's pretty much it.
It's sort of, I don't know, I don't know if anyone else gets it who's in a band, but like, sometimes you just get... You listen to the songs you've written and you seem to enjoy them more, even though there's like so many famous bands out on TV and stuff that you like. I sometimes just end up whacking Spotify on and listening to our EP. Just because I like it so much, and you know, we wrote it and it's something to kind of be proud of. And at the same time, if you mess it up, you can just say that's how you wrote it, so.
Can mess it up, it's my song.
Yeah.
I think I love hearing a song evolve while we're writing it in the studio.
Yeah.
You come in with an idea and then next week it's changed, and then Martin comes in with some amazing vocal melody over the top, and it's like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, the track we opened with, The Joker, started off as a few chords in the style of like a sort of Iron Maiden type track that I wrote maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago on my own. Brought it to a practice, completely changed into sort of an acoustic type thing, and then after that morphed into the song you just heard there. So it's, yeah, the evolution of when you go in and you know, when you leave the studio at the end of the night and suddenly you've got like a new song out of pretty much nowhere, it's awesome.
Yeah, know what the artist thing is as well. But like, we like a song, but we can't make it fit in the set anymore. And we've got a prime example of that, haven't we?
there's loads, isn't there?
Songs I used to do,
like,
don't work.
I'll say, I mean, a lot of the songs we wrote when the original drummer and bassist were in the band, and we had a much different feel, I think, to the band. There was a bit more Chili Peppers in there, and it was a bit more laid back. And over time, we've kind of evolved, and as the lads have said, we've written stuff that's a bit more heavy, a bit harder, and the older stuff doesn't really quite fit.
It's still great, they just don't fit.
They are still really good tracks, but yeah, they just don't fit.
Particularly in a
to...
short set, you know, playing half an hour, 40 minutes, it's hard to find a place for them.
Yeah. And you want to play the newest stuff as well, so like, you know, when we've had half hour sets in the past, like 25 minute sets that you get in Manchester sometimes, we're cutting songs off the EP because we want to play some of the new ones live, so it's really difficult. So. We played at my aunt's pub a couple of weeks ago, Porter's in Macclesfield, and we had like 2 hours, so we literally played everything, every cover, every song we've written, apart from one new one that we haven't quite finished. But that was a cracking night. Yeah, we did like 2 45-minute sets of like covers and our own stuff, so it was just
19
really times. Yeah, 19 longest set we've ever played. So it was good.
How was your voice at the end of that?
I've actually had a cold for the past week, and I've been really worried because we played Manchester Academy as well on Saturday, and I've just been terrified that my voice was going to break or
couldn't sing
right properly. I mean, we had practice on the Friday night before, and I can't do this. We're going to have to quit, but no, I'd long bath, steam myself, and we were all good. But yeah, it does take its toll.
Saying that, you did that on Saturday, and like we played 2 gigs the week before as well. So the last two we'd done was Rebellion in Manchester on Thursday,
42.
Then Porter's on the Saturday, then a week after the Academy, and then today.
So it's been a couple of weeks, really. But it does, like any other muscle, if you don't kind of train it, you can strain it. So I'm very careful about what I do.
Good. So you guys have mentioned some of the gigs that you've just done. What are some gigs that are coming up that people would like to check you out, come watch you live?
So
next one at the moment.
Yeah, the next one I think is going to be
April.
Well, there's one in April, a charity gig in April, for like a cancer charity for someone that I know. So we're playing. I think Sam's on holiday in Las Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas.
We're just going to stumble through it without him somehow.
Without him.
We have three of them. Missing you something else.
So we're going to put something together for that because it's for charity. And then is the next one Retro Bar?
We're headlining a Retro Bar in Manchester.
Friday the 19th of May.
Yeah, and then I think we're doing the Dane Bank
Dane.
In
That's
Denton,
June,
like June, and then we've got, we've got like the Swan in Macclesfield
on the
like
2nd
December.
Of December.
But we're still just in speaking to people and
in the middle of talking.
People can literally look at what you're coming up with for the next year.
It is only about 4 books things at the
moment. We're planning on getting busier.
We are booking some more.
Well, it just means that they can put it in their diary so they make sure they don't miss it.
Absolutely, that's kind of what we're hoping for.
I think the guy who said booked us for Retro Bar said he's going to put it online already so people can start buying tickets now. So if you really want to come to Manchester,
Retro Bar in Manchester.
Speak to us.
Speak to us and buy attendance. vouchers.
Yeah.
And your Facebook says that you will respond to messages within an hour, so...
No. We are pretty good.
If people want to talk to you, then...
We can all see it, so any one of us can reply anyone on Friday.
Yeah, we usually reply pretty quick. So, get any of us on Facebook.
So ask whatever random questions you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Ask us anything.
As long as it's not age-related.
Yeah.
Is there any question you won't answer?
Not Gaz.
Wait.
Yeah, don't ask him.
Wait, how do you answer that? Any question you won't answer? Yes.
Don't ask.
Don't do
it. Plead the
fifth.
Not
that.
Wrong
country.
Brilliant. So, and you guys have mentioned a few times tonight that you're coming out with a new album.
Yep.
Do you have an estimated month to be watching out for that?
It'll be a month that exists in the 12 months.
I'm going to say the last quarter of the year.
Yeah, October, November is probably likely.
We are still writing it.
Yeah, we are.
It'll be a perfect Christmas present.
We hope so.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, if you want your Christmas presents in Easter 2018.
Yeah. Well, the last one, yeah.
But we're looking forward to it. We're writing all the new stuff. We played, I think, how many new ones did we play?
We got about
three tonight, didn't we?
Three, yeah, played three new ones. Yeah, another two that we didn't do.
Was it Real, Sticks and Stone, and
Dominatrix?
Yeah.
And we've got What's Inside.
Yeah, we've got What's Inside, that's another one. The End, that's another one.
So we're pretty much halfway through the album.
Working title of General James for another one. What was it?
Walking in Baghdad.
Thanks, Katie.
Give them weird names. Yeah, so
do you name all your songs something odd before you finalize it?
It changes when Martin writes the lyrics.
Yeah,
so
I give him sound files called weird things. No longer called that, now called this.
That's Riff Heather.
Yeah.
Or Tasty
or something.
You're
like the dad whose children come
home. Oh, God. That's an age joke.
You're like, no, we're not going to call the dog that.
But I wanted to call it Snuffles.
Yeah, that's weird. Respect for your elders, God.
Wonderful. Well, thank you guys so much for coming out tonight and for hitting repeat on our Spotify playlist.
Thank you very much for having us on. It's been really good fun,
If you'd like to catch Low Orbit next week, you can listen to Monday Night Live replay at 8 o'clock. Also, you can go on to www.shiftradiostation.com, click on the live performances and interviews tab, and download the podcast and listen to it to your heart's content. You can also listen to you guys on Facebook, Spotify,
Bandcamp,
Apple Music, anywhere you can get music. You can find it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I recommend using your ears to listen to it.
Yeah, that works.
Best
organ. Don't look at us.
There you go. But if you want to join the guys and watch them, then you can check out the Shift TV. All right. Well, thank you guys again so much, and have a great week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
No worries. Bye, guys. Oh, thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. Go on, laughing.
What didn't record? There's something that
missed up. Technical issues.
Were we just short on time?
No, we hit time. We're really good, yeah.
Oh, are we doing the picture thing?
Yeah.
She keeps wanting these pictures and I'm not impressed.
Again, something never caught.
I don't know, they didn't tell us. They told you guys that you were playing songs before.
We just got told to do it again.
Yeah, that's all we got to do.
Okay. Yeah. What actually happened?
Yeah, wait, I'll come explain it to you.
I hope they stand up.
Scooch!
I hope they use the first one better.
Yeah. This is Monday Night Live.